Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative announced the signing of an agreement on reciprocal trade between the U.S. and Taiwan. Among other things, Taiwan is still the fifth largest market for U.S. beef, with exports valued at about $650 million. And the U.S. is still the largest supplier of beef to Taiwan. At CattleCon in Nashville, I talked with U.S. MEF Board Chair Jay Tyler with AgriBeef out of Boise, Idaho, about the importance of these exports to U.S. cattle producers.
As we look to sell beef around the world, we found that the value really came when we added our export markets. And if you look what USMEF is doing right now, you're adding about $400 a head in exports, and these are not typically the products that are going to be consumed here in the United States, or they are sometimes, but you get a much higher value for them overseas. And so that combination helps lift the tide for all of us. So, and that flows back to all the producers and so on. So it really is very helpful what the U.S. Meat Export Federation does here.
Meanwhile, USMEF remains optimistic that this recent news on the trade front to Taiwan could mean more U.S. pork, bison, and lamb exports as well. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.